Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Have your seat in God's presence. There is a way we are deceiving ourselves as a church. And many Christians are deceiving themselves in such ways. You know, many times people ask, why does this thing not work again? It is because many of us are deceiving ourselves. Give me light, please. Light. Go through the Bible. Have you ever seen anybody in the Bible that amounted to anything without being sacrificial? We have become a generation that wants Christianity that will not cost us anything. No wonder Christianity is not producing anything for us. One of the greatest deceits is for you to believe that you can serve a deity without a sacrifice. It's a deceit. In fact, if it were to be the God of your village that you are sitting the way you are sitting before, they would have slaughtered you. If it was a God of your village that you are dancing to the way some people dance today, you will be no more. You will just hear that. And because our God is merciful, we all play champions in church. It is deceit to think you will worship God without a sacrifice. Go and ask the chief priest of your village. Every day they offer something. In fact, in offering something, you are, some of you, your names are still being called. I say, everybody that belongs to this family, everybody, now you will go serve. Anyone that will not serve you anywhere they are, may there be trouble for them. That's why you are still under trouble. There is a sacrifice speaking against you. There is no one that can worship without sacrifice. Anyone that attempts it is a liar. He is deceiving himself. If it does not cost you, it can't produce for you. If it does not cost you, it cannot produce for you. Psalm 50 verse 5. Psalm 50 verse 5. Ilemokuria nama eria dadabagaria. Psalm 50 verse 5. Can we all read together? Are we here in church? Let's go. One, two, go. Gather to me, woman. How did he describe the faithful ones? How did he describe the faithful ones? Who made a covenant by what? By sacrifice. Christianity without sacrifice is self-deceit. It doesn't cost you, it can't produce for you. Even God gave Jesus as a sacrifice. What has he given for a sacrifice was what you are looking for. So gather to me the faithful ones who have made covenant by sacrifice. So God wants our sacrifice, our gathering to be today, to be a gathering of people that are sacrificial. Please let me ask somebody a question. Say, since you gave your life to Christ, ask the person, say, have you given your life to Christ? You know, everybody in Nigeria now is born again, so don't mind the question. Ask the person, since you gave your life to Christ, what sacrifice have you made for the Lord? Romans 8, or is it Romans 12 verse 1? Let's start from there. Romans 12 verse 1. Can we all read together? Let's go. One to go. I appeal to you. Are you in church? Even in your reading, no sacrifice. That is the problem. Oh. That is the problem. Even in your reading, no sacrifice. Have you seen a Babalawo chanting before? If he was chanting the way you were chanting, you think it produced results? You are reading a word powerful than that. Open your mind. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Want to go? Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your... There cannot be worship without sacrifice. So coming to church and cross-legging. You know, for some people, that is a sacrifice. But for many people, it is nothing. Are you here? You have been looking for that job. You don't understand the anointing in the house. The anointing flows. You are doing yanga. Some are chewing gum. Go and do that in front of the idol of your father's house and see what will happen to you. So, I was upstairs last week. I was looking down there. I was seeing WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, during service. I looked this direction. I saw many. I looked this direction. I came down. I looked down. Ah, I say, my God. Ah. So, I thought people were reading Bible when they hold their phone. They are chatting. Some are toasting themselves during service. No wonder you never get married. You are chatting love chat during service. And you are looking for your husband. Ah, he go far. No, I'm not cursing. I'm telling you realities. You can't come before a deity and dishonor a deity. You are chatting with your boyfriend during service. They are at the back. They never come to church early. It has never cost them their time. They are always in church. What? 9:45. They know what? I love pastor. I just want to hear pastor talk. You see all those choir people? Don't mind them. They are all hypocrites. Just want to hear pastor. They are always at the back. They have never come on time before. No sacrifice. You know, the case of many people in church is like the case of somebody whose house is near the church. Now, praise and worship, they do. Now, prayer, then they do. Before you know it, they are already sharing the grace. I beg you, in the name of the Lord, if it does not cost you, if you dishonor the Lord, he will dishonor you. Put your phone in the car. And you know, many times, even from choir, you see people carrying phone and carrying moving from this place, going outside. All those phone calls you went to receive during service, what did he yield? 1,000? 2,000? What did he yield? What did he yield? He said, those that dishonor me, I will lightly esteem. That is why many people's life is lightly esteemed. No sacrifice of any kind. None. They can't even sacrifice their phone for 1.5 hours in church. None. Some, as they are talking now, their hand don't scratch them to carry the phone type again. You don't scratch them. You don't scratch them. Honor the Lord and let him honor you. I was shocked last week when I was upstairs. I thought I knew my church. I discovered I knew nothing. I discovered I knew nothing. I discovered I knew nothing. I discovered screen is people's God now in church. But can I tell you this? Nobody that ever amounted to anything in defeat live a life without sacrifice. Noah, after having an encounter with God, the first thing he did was to sacrifice. Abraham, after having an encounter with God, the first thing he did was to build an altar and sacrifice. David brought a sacrifice unto the Lord. Solomon brought a sacrifice unto the Lord. Elijah brought a sacrifice. The heavens opened. Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice. We are here all today as a testimony of that sacrifice. Please. If you go through the Bible, you discover that God asked for sacrifice. He called Abraham, give me your son, your only son. You discover Elijah met the widow. Elijah asked the widow to do something almost impossible. So Elijah indirectly asked the widow of something that is like a sacrifice. Solomon just made up his mind. 1 Kings 3. And everywhere he was offering 1,000 bulls. 1,000 offering before the Lord. Himself and God appeared. What I'm saying is this. See, you sacrifice because God commands you.
You sacrifice because when you are hearing the word of God, there's something that tingles your head, I must do something. And you sacrifice, which is the most important one. You sacrifice because you make up your mind yourself. Okay, listen to me. If you are waiting for somebody to tell you to sacrifice before you do it, it is late for you. It is late for you. It is late for you. Be of those whom after you have left, the record will be written concerning you. That is sacrifice unto the Lord. What has your Christianity cost you? What have you sacrificed? What have you given up? Have you sacrificed your ego? Have you sacrificed your pride? Have you sacrificed your arrogance? Can we talk to you? Will you listen to us? Can the Lord speak to you? Will you listen to the Lord? Sacrifice. That is what has made a difference in the life of many people. I beg, listen to me very well. If it is sacrifice, it must cost you something. Help me tell somebody, say it is, if it is sacrifice, it must cost you something. I beg, make you are talking sacrificially. Talk me, I hear you. Say, if it is sacrifice, it must cost you something. A sacrifice places a genuine cost on you. You know, yesterday's sacrifice does not suffice for the challenges of today. I remember in those days when we just started this church. Now those days sacrifice. It is now stinking. It is past. That animal has been killed. It has been thrown away. If you use it for today, that yesterday sacrifice can cause you trouble today. That you served God yesterday does not matter. It's gone. What are you doing today? If it is a sacrifice, it must cost you something. If it is a sacrifice is known by the cost, not the volume. Please help me tell somebody. The sacrifice is known by the cost, not the volume. Okay, listen to me. If I only have 15 naira in my account, all my life I have 15 naira, and I come to church and I give 15 naira. If you are looking at me, give me 15 naira. You say, this man, big as he is, how can he give 15 naira? The 15 naira is all that I have. All I have in you. 15 naira in heaven and earth. If I give you 15 naira, some people will look at you and say it's small. If somebody has 2 million and they give 100,000, there is this tendency that if it was a program, if it was a launching, there is this tendency that a letter will be written to somebody that gave 100,000. And letter will not be written to somebody that gave 15 naira. But the person that gave 100,000 had 2 million. He gave of 5% of everything he has. The person that has 50 naira gave a 50%. He gave of 100%. The one that gave 50 naira, it cost him than the one that gave 100,000. But in the eyes of man, the 100,000 man has done better. Sacrifice is not in the volume. It is in the cost. That was why Jesus stood by where they were giving. And he saw the widow give two mites. And he said he has given the all. And you know how with Jesus, this is my widow's mite too. When you give something small, you know it's small, it's not costing you. This is my widow's mite too. Just manage it. Whereas you have thousands, it is not widow's mite until you have given all. Widow's mite is not small. Widow's mite is costly. If it does not cost you, it is not a sacrifice. And it is in the cost, not in the volume. A sacrifice will inconvenience you. If it does not inconvenience you, it is not sacrifice. A sacrifice will be unforgettable. If it is not unforgettable, it is not a sacrifice. You mean I have 200,000 in my account? I need to pay house rent. I need to pay my children's school fees. There is no food in the house. And I came to church. And I was hearing a voice in my heart. Say, Biodo, give the 200,000. Give the 200,000. and I gave you 200,000. You mean I will ever forget that till I die? You think that is convenient? I pray for people in the first service that may the Lord deliver you from crumbling, crunching offering. But when you want to give offering, offering time. Naira don't suffer for people's hand. That the dollar can't come in their direction. So if now so you they treat the naira, dollar say, I know you come. Crunching. Soon you begin to do transfers in millions. Some don't believe themselves, they don't have even any faith. Pastor is about to raise your money. I don't need your money. I'm blessed. Even the devil knows that I'm blessed. It's not because I have money in the account. It's because I'm connected to the source. Even the devil knows he can't cut me from that source. This message is for your good, not for anybody's. If it is a sacrifice, it must cost you. If it's a sacrifice, it must inconvenience you. If it's a sacrifice, you have to know it is not in the volume. It is in the cost. If it is a sacrifice, it will always eat something unto you. Please, let's do this. What do you think when you offer an offering? When is the offering a gift? And when is the offering a sacrifice? What is the difference between a sacrifice and an offering? And a gift. Anything we offer to the Lord, what makes it a gift or a sacrifice? Because the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that priests will offer gift and sacrifice to the Lord. Two different things. What makes it a gift and what makes it a sacrifice? A gift maintains your level. A sacrifice advances you to the next level. Are you in church? A gift is painful. A gift is painless. A sacrifice is painful. A gift touches the earth. A sacrifice touches heaven. Did you know when God saw Abraham, after Abraham tried to give Isaac, the Bible said he swore by himself. I have a friend that will say, and God said, I swear I will bless you. When the sacrifice touched heaven, God appeared to Abraham and said, I swear. I can't swear by anybody, but by my name, by my honor, I swear I will bless you. And today we are still singing, Abraham's blessings are mine. The people don't want to sacrifice. They are singing Abraham's blessings are mine. After singing, they have headache. Sacrifice. A gift is a gentle offering. A sacrifice is a violent offering. A gift will lead you to arithmetic progression. A sacrifice will lead you to a traumatic progression. A gift will solve a small problem. A sacrifice will solve a chronic problem. Pastor, I don't know. Have you sacrificed? Have you? I was sharing 2 Wednesdays ago. I was going to Ibadan one day for our business and we were robbed. We were robbed. And we came back. Why mourning the loss and everything? We said, what are we going to do? So by the time we came back, everything sold in the shop, the money, we took the money. And we took it to our pastor. You lost all the money. Thief stole it. And you have come again to give something. There are prayers and there are prayers. There are some prayers that come from sacrifice that you will never recover from. Indeed, we have still never recovered from it. The business, boom, bah! People started giving us things to sell without collecting money. You know what it is to leave Ogbomosho and go to Lagos and you have never seen somebody before and he say, I will give you, go and sell and come back and pay. When he doesn't have any relationship with you. Sacrifice. Open the door to that.
Many people want great things. They don't know the secret to great things. The secret to great things is sacrifice. But listen to me. For your sacrifice to be acceptable, it must be from your heart. For your sacrifice to be acceptable, it must be willingly. It must be from your heart, no eye service. It must be willingly, not under compulsion. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Okay, let's read together. I want the whole church, especially people on at the back. I hope you are not on WhatsApp. Oh yeah, let's go. One to go. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Your sacrifice is acceptable if it is from your heart. Your sacrifice is acceptable if it is willingly. Not under compulsion, under duress. If you don't give your tithe, it will be tight for you. And you are having a headache about all this giving thing. And by force, you not give. Giving by force has never yielded anything to anybody. Giving from the heart yields something. Listen to me. Some of you years ago decided not to give in this church. Some of you last month decided not to give in this church. Some of you today decided not to give in this church. Has this church stopped moving? Whether you give, God will do his work. Whether you don't give, God will do his work. You can't hold the kingdom to ransom because of your giving. Listen to me. Don't deceive yourself. There is no kingdom financier. It is fallacy. There is no kingdom sponsor. It is fallacy. They never born who will sponsor the work of God. I am the one that sponsored that ministry. You are, now that thing they kill you. You are so big that you are sponsoring God. Nambi. We have kingdom treasurers. We don't have kingdom financiers. We have kingdom treasurers. We don't have kingdom sponsors. Treasurers don't owe the money. They were choosing to warehouse the money for everybody. So they are releasing it. No, choose your words rightly. Let me define. Oh Lord, do it so that I will finance your work. You want to die. How much is it building and everything in it? Can you talk about it? How much is it? How much is that screen? How much is it? How much is the keyboard? When you close, look at the name. Go and Google them and get the price. You are too small to be a helper to a church. Your giving is meant to help you. Are you here? God bless me so that after you bless me, I will now be sponsoring your work. You are sending pastor a recharge card. You want to manipulate him because of a recharge card. 500 naira recharge card. The pastor, do you know? Because you same pastor, 500 naira recharge card. Come and check my credit. It will shock you. The amount we did there. You can come and check it. It will shock you. So, when people give little things to God, they feel they can manipulate him. Their sacrifice is not working for them. Why? He did not die. So the first thing you must know that there's a difference between a gift and a sacrifice. Number two thing is that there's a difference between a vow and a sacrifice. A vow is, Lord, do it so that I will appreciate you in the future. Do it so that I can do this for you. A sacrifice says, I give it to you. You can do it for me. Whether you do it or you don't, I still give you. A vow is futuristic. A sacrifice is present. A sacrifice is greater than a vow. Oh God, I don't trust you enough to do it. But if you do it though, I will come and roll on the ground in church. You're rolling in church. What has it done to God? What has your rolling done? You come and roll on this beautiful carpet. And you say you have done sacrifice. And I come roll. I'm sorry, please. We need to roll before the. I'm not against us rolling as a sacrifice. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Look at me now. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying your sacrifice must cost you. John 12:24. Your sacrifice must become useless to you.
it must die for it to amount to anything. Can you all just read together? Read sacrificially. Let's go. One, two, go. I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it does what? It remains alone. If it dies, sir, has your sacrifice died to you? When you give, and everybody knows you have given, your sacrifice is alive. It has not died. It cannot yield you anything. You know when they were doing the couples fellowship, you know they were stranded. I just make 10,000 available for. That's why, you know, I promised to give you money, but you know, I just channeled the money to couples fellowship. That was why I was not able to help you. Your sacrifice has not died. It is living. It cannot yield you anything. What people call sacrifice is show off many times. It has not yielded. You say, the Bible says, what your left hand does, not let your right hand. But for some people, everything they have done, everybody knows it. And when you check it, they have given nothing. Do you know one secret I got to know, being leadership for a long time in church? He discovered that many people, when they don't give, they talk about mission. That money, let's use the money for mission. That money you want to give, it will be good for us to use it for mission. Yes, it is good for us to use for me. But let's check the mission record for the past 10 years. Have you ever given for mission before? Never given for mission in his life. But we want to buy chair. He said, we don't need chair. We need mission. If your heart is for mission, we'll see you on Saturday for evangelism. You have never come before. We went to mission feet. You have never come before. We have gone for medical mission. You have never come before. We have crossed into Niger for mission. You have never come before. We have gone to Kaduna. You have never come before. But everything you are talking is mission. And for people to think you are holy, you are not. You are a hypocrite. Where my this thing deserve? If it doesn't cost you, it is not sacrifice. Tell somebody, if it doesn't cost you, it is not sacrifice. I was sharing with them in the first service while one of my mentors, we were at Sunday school preparatory class together. When I got to Sunday school that day, people were late, so we started talking. We started talking how they started their business and all those things. And he told me, 90-something or 80-something, they were at Ibadan for an Archbishop Idahosa's, program, crusade. And why are they were at the crusade, Archbishop Idahosa raised a 1 million naira offering. There are some people here, they can give 10 million, but they have never given 1 million before. All what they have given to Christ, 200, 500, now they are in trouble. They are looking for a way. When you had, you gave nothing. Me, give 1 million. The first time God asked our family to give 1 million was 2006. It was 25% of our total income. 25% of our total income as a family. We gave it and we're still giving our tithe. We did not die. It opened the windows of heaven. 2005. Some people are giving 1 million in 2022. They are Bulgari. Bulgari. Let me see you. When I just became the pastor, there was a day somebody gave me a check. I wanted to go and greet the person. The wife of a person was there. I'm just telling one of my own palliative. I will never forget. The wife of a person was there. And I went and I thanked the man. And I thanked the wife. Thank you. Did you see how the wife? Yes. That's why for a long time I don't preach about giving. So that people will not think you need some, that's why you are preaching. Me. Whenever I remember the thing they steal, they pinch me. Sorry, but
That is why many of you have asked to give me. I rejected. Lest anybody say, I made Abraham rich. I know my source. If any, there's anybody here that said, I've collected one naira from him, I've received one naira salary from you in this church, rise up and tell me. I will never forget that deal. That sacrifice can yield nothing. It can yield nothing. It must die for it to amount to anything. Are we in church? 2 Kings 3:3-4. Make it 24. Is it 24, 25? Make it 26. Make it 26. I want us to read this together. This is not a perfect example I would love to use, but it's an example that hits it on the neck. I want everybody in church to read together. Let's go. One, two, go. When the king of Moab saw that the battle was going against him, he took what? 700 sword men to break opposite the king of Edom. But they could not. Okay. So when they saw that the battle was strong, he looked for 700 prayer warriors. Say, let's pray. Let there be breakthrough. Let's pray. So maybe they went to 700 mountains to pray. Then nothing happened. Ha. So the man looked at him and said, is there something that prayer cannot do quickly? I thought we had thought that prayer is the key, master key to everything. Why are prayers not working here? Verse 27. Then he took his oldest son, who was to reign in his place, and offered him for a burnt offering on the wall. Let's go. And there came great wrath against him, and they withdrew from him and returned. When he brought the best swordman, there was no breakthrough. When he brought his sacrifice, there was breakthrough. You want to get married, you haven't been able to get married, but you are saving for your wedding. Which wedding will you use that money for? Many of the money we are saving for our children, what would they use it for? Some of us are looking for children, our savings. Saving, big everywhere. You have never sacrificed before. How would this thing come through for you? When they were stuck and had nothing to do, they gave a sacrifice. Remember, I told you, sacrifice must be willingly from your heart and in view of faith. Not because somebody is cajoling you. And I'm not here to cajole you. I'm here to give you the key to your next level and to your increase. Sacrifice. And sacrifice. Let me say something that will make some people are angry with me. Some people have been building political structures for 30 years. Some people wake up this year and they say they will overthrow them. You have not sacrificed enough. It is on election day that you will know. Just don't shout rigging at the end of the day. You will know. You have a political ambition. Have a 12 to 20 year plan. You can't contest this year and just go and win. No. I'm sorry for telling you this. I'm sorry. You go do some people like shock on that day. My friend, we had a student union election in the university. And a very popular candidate lost. And a close friend of mine, he's in Canada now, asked me, I said, what do you think will be in the mind of a person that lost? I said, I don't know.
Okay, let me, he said, let me tell you what is the man of person. He said, when I was in secondary school, we were 15 in the class. He said, we did class monitor election. He said, I lost. He said, when I came back, because I thought I was popular, when I came back, I was angry with the teacher that the teacher rigged the election against me. 15 people in the class. May your popularity and your loyalty not be tested in public. Work hard. Sacrifice. A Babalawo has gone on 70-day fast. He wakes up at 12 to 3 to chant your name. Chant your name. Okoro. Okoro fail. Okoro fail. Okoro fail. Okoro fail. He chanted that from 12 to 3. I was fasting 70 days. You were sleeping, snoring. You just woke up and said, God, for your mercies, I enjoy. Thank you. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, you were breaking your fast without. And you want to win the battle of a man that is sacrificing to his deity demonically. You can't, sir. It's only by grace that we are here. If you move to the next level, you must sacrifice. It must cost you something. If you don't know the secret to people's success, you will struggle. There is no success without sacrifice. Help me tell somebody, there is no success without sacrifice. 1 Kings 3. Let's take 3 and 3 to 5. 1 Kings 3. 3 to 5. 1 Kings 3. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. Verse 4. And the king went to Gibeon. Let's read together this place. Let's read together. Let's go. One, two, go. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice. That is the secret. For that was the grace. Let's go. Solomon. 1,000 burnt offering. How many altars are there for 1,000 burnt offering? Can you check it? If you have to kill a cow, 1,000 cows to sacrifice per day, how long will it take? And then what happened? Look at verse 5. You know, we come and we say, oh Lord, give me the wisdom of Solomon. Have you given the sacrifice of Solomon? At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in the dream by night. And God said, tell me what God said. Let me hear. Will you not want that? Ask what I must do for you. If you are a lawyer, you know the meaning of shall. Any lawyer in the house, any English major, shall means compulsory. Must. Shall is must be done. So God committed himself and said, what must I do for you? The people come and say, oh Lord, like you did for Solomon. Ask me the question, what more? Because I have many requests. Did you give any sacrifice? Let's come out to church. The sacrifice opened the heavens. The sacrifice brought divine visitation. The sacrifice moved into greatness. The sacrifice brought favor for him. I pray for everyone in this church that has been sacrificing. May the Lord remember your sacrifice. 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 In the name of Jesus. They were given in home fellowship. Your name no data. Zero. WMU. Your name no data. Zero. Your group, your name no data, zero. They are even showing uniform, your name no data, zero. Your own now to criticize every good thing. People in your area, you never give them anything before. Pay neighborhood security, you holler. I reject such member from TCI. Your name is not on any register of giving. And you want to be blessed. Ah, Hebrews 13, 15 to 16.
Let me go and rest. 16 to 17. We read it at the beginning. Can we read it again? Through him, let us continually offer up sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that will acknowledge his name. Put 16 alone on the screen and make it very big. 16. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Have you shared what you have? Has anybody chopped off your recharge card before? There are some people every December, now only you, then they give. They go give something. Give some. You have made yourself permanently poor. You have never released to anybody. You don't know the secret of moving into wealth. I was telling them in the first service, don't make a mistake anywhere where you are supposed to contribute something. And some, when somebody come and say, the 5 million, all of you don't bother. I will pay the 5 million. Anybody? Hey, Pastor Abiodu, God bless you. God, yes, God, God. All your blessings, don't carry out. Put for your head. See, if you like, make him pay the 5 million. My 1 naira, I will give him. I must share the blessing. But some people, after you don't give him. I know, see, there are some people, it is because of your husband. That's why people are talking to you and giving you. Some is because of your wife. Some is because of your uncle. Left to you alone, nobody will remember you. Why? Do not neglect to do good. You have never done any good before. Your own party. I follow the fellow Jew. When they go to party, they must take something home. Terrible people. They are rich, they are good enough, but they must take something home. They have somewhere to hide it. And when they are saying, hey, let me help you, they want to carry more too. If your children must see, they must come to the party. Why must you take home to your children? Without letting the person know. Let the person give you and say, go and give your children. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Has God not helped you enough? Some of us were born into poverty and we used to do that. But now God has helped you. Why is he doing that? We'll be checking your bags at parties now. Amen, bro. Can we read on the screen again as I leave? Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have for such sacrifices. That is the key to your increase. Who you help? This thing is not difficult. Get to know the secret. Your account might not increase, but you can never lack. Since the Lord told me, Yodu, I am your reward, I am your shield, an exceeding great reward, I've discovered that including the church, whenever we need to do something, and I say, let's do, the supply comes. It's not that there is money in the account. The money just springs forth. So I don't need a tank. I'm connected to waterworks. People have tank mentality. If you have a tank, water go finish for this tank. I no go give you water. A poor mentality. If you are connected to the water source, no tank. You give everybody, you open, he's still there for you. You don't understand God as your source. A person connected to waterworks does not think twice. Why giving? The tap will always be open. Poverty mentality, that's why we keep water in tank. Because we are Nigerians. What of if the water no come? So we have transferred that to the things of God. Some will still say, oh, this is where pastor they talk now. We go soon know the what there is why he preached this message. After 4 weeks, you go come raise one money. It is for your good. Some run away when we are building this beauty. They have come back. Is the beauty not beautiful? It's beautiful. Some never contributed to chair. We bought chair. Are they not sitting on it? May they not fall down from those chairs. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up and say, oh Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me to live a sacrificial life. Tell him, oh Lord, help me. Help me to share. Help me to live a sacrificial life. Help me to share. Demi la fi bi gigam. Oluwa jo. Wagbe mi soke. Ilima koria gadalama karia. Let your sacrifice speak for you. Let your sacrifice begin to speak for you. Let your sacrifice begin to speak for you. Let your sacrifice begin to speak for you. Let your past good work, your past sharing, let it begin to speak for you. Let your sacrifice speak for you. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. We don't give because we have. We give because God is good. And God expects that from us. Givers don't lack. Blessed is the hand that gives more than the hand that receives. What I've taught you today is not giving. It's a higher form of giving. But some are not even giving at all. Even for maintenance. I don't expect a devourer to attack anybody in this house. I don't expect that. But because we are not sharing with others, we are not giving unto the Lord. Even some people, they have all the best clothes. Look at their children. Look at their children. They have the best clothes. Look at their husband. They have the best clothes. Look at their wives. Such a person cannot be blessed. I pray for everyone here. Oh Lord, help me. Stretch your hand. Let your sacrifice begin to speak for you. Let your sacrifice begin to speak for you. By sacrifice, begin to break through. By sacrifice, begin to increase. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.